Good evening. The news read by Kelly Aben. First, the top stories. Candidates nationwide have begun sitting the commercial, baccalaureate and industrial probatoire examinations. The squad of Muslim pilgrims for the 2024 Hajj selected to travel to Mecca on May the 31st have been schooled on the key rituals of the pilgrimage. And out of Cameroon, over 1,000 people are reported dead in Mozambique following a health workers' strike. Those were our top stories. Now, the news in full. Equatorial Guinea's Deputy Minister of National Defense, Candido Kodjo Engono Chama, has hailed the discipline and rigor with which the military and civilian parade celebrating National Day was handled yesterday. He was speaking following an audience granted him by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betia Somo. Both men highlighted the strides made by defense forces of the two countries to secure their common border. Albert Njembonde reports.
It is with military honors that Major General Candido Kodjo Engono Chama was welcomed at the Ministry of Defense, coming barely a day after a detachment of the Equatorial Guinean Army marched past in National Day celebrations in Yaoundé. A military parade which the visiting minister saluted as a mark of the discipline and professionalism that is typical of defense and security forces of Cameroon. An opportunity Joseph Betia Somo used to transmit the gratitude of President Paul Biya to his Equatorial Guinean counterpart and brother, President Teodoro Obiangeman Bazogo.
Une très bonne impression, Monsieur le Président de la République du Cameroun, ses invités.
The two ministers appreciated the strides made by defense and security forces of the two countries to bar the way for all kinds of illicit trafficking and security threats along their common border. At the impulse of the two heads of state, Minister Joseph Betia Somo announced efforts made towards the imminent holding of a Cameroon-Equatorial Guinea mixed commission and a session of defense ministers of the two countries. After a close to 1 hour in-camera deliberations, Major General Engono Chama, who was accompanied by Equatorial Guinea's ambassador to Cameroon and the country's deputy chief of staff, left the Ministry of Defense, marking the end of his four-day working visit to Cameroon.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde with that report. Following the celebration of National Day, Cameroon's commitment to peace, unity and social cohesion has been reaffirmed by political scientists and peace advocates across the nation. The celebration, which marked 52 years since the establishment of the unitary state, showcased the nation's resilience against division and hate speech. Hortensia Ngam captured the opinions of some political scholars and peace advocates in this report.
Cameroonians yesterday once again renewed their attachment to the unity of the country. This unity resists the winds of division, identity withdrawals, and hatred. A senior peace and conflict analyst, Professor Willibrod Nzengwa, says strides towards unity can be maintained if social justice prevails.
The greatest wish is that social justice should prevail so that every Cameroonian should have a sense of belonging in order to engage in the peace process.
Dr. Comfort Loye, a lecturer in political science and public administration at the University of Boya, stresses the importance of identifying underlying factors that threaten peace.
When we talk of underlying grievances, we should get to the root cause and target them from there. This means ensuring fair resource distribution and inclusive governance so that everyone feels represented and heard.
The double murder in Belu Boyo Division on National Day underscores that peace and unity are ongoing projects requiring continuous efforts from every Cameroonian. Professor Willibrod Nzengwa once again.
We wish peace to prevail over war every single Cameroonian should put his or her hands on deck to be a vector of peace.
As the nation reflects on its progress and challenges, the collective resolve to promote peace, unity, and social cohesion remains strong, embodying the spirit of national unity day.
Hoten Siangam in that report. The colorful National Day celebration in Atok, a locality in the East Region, was an opportunity for the population to commemorate the union between the army and the nation. The march past in that part of the country was presided over by Divisional Officer Eugene Dimbele Mbui. More with Celestine Sumbele.
The union between the army and the nation was magnified during a grand parade of both the military and the civilians at the ceremonial ground of Atok. The populations of the locality on the occasion reiterated their attachment to Cameroon and their desire to maintain a social climate conducive to the development of everyone. In the presence of Eugene Dimbele Mbui, DO of Benben Subdivision, patriotic songs punctuated the passage of most primary schools, followed by secondary and training schools, youth and women association movements, as well as the square of the only political party in the locality, the ruling party CPDM, which has representatives at the National Assembly. A dozen of young people also received their end of course attestations before the start of the march past, marking a new beginning in their professional life. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Atok.
On to one of our top stories. Over 200 candidates have today begun sitting the written and practical part of the commercial baccalaureate and industrial probatoire exams in the French subsystem of education at the government bilingual high school Kumasi Bali in Douala. For more updates, we hook up with Rabiatu Njingi Abdulaziz.
It is a serene and calm morning here in Douala and precisely at the government high school Kumasi Bali, where 2,000 candidates of the commercial baccalaureate and industrial probatoire examinations are ongoing. Jean-Jacques Njeklikom and Alexandre Williams are candidates.
I was prepared since September. Right now we are doing our computer practicals. I'm very delighted because we have performance teachers, so I am confident. This morning I will encounter computer. I am well prepared and ready to face it without any problem.
Meanwhile, the exams is ongoing, hitch-free. Alain de Nuchukwale Noé is the mission head.
Everything went on well. The meeting with the discipline masters and those of the secretariat. We started at 8 o'clock this morning with different specialties such as ASS, IG, AXA, ESS, and everything is in total serenity.
So far, the students are hoping to make it in flying colors as the doors of the universities are already open, waiting on successful candidates. Douala, Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for CRTV News.
In Betwa, close to 17,000 candidates sat this year's technical baccalaureate official examination. Although a few absences were recorded, officials ensured that the exams unfolded hitch-free. More with Biki Ongum.
As early as 7:30 a.m., candidates of the technical education sector were all seated in a serene and calm environment as they began the written phase of their baccalaureate examinations as well as the practical phase of the probatoire. Samuel Ebanga is chief of center at GBTHS Kano. Candidates have been seated in the halls since 7:30 a.m. and the first papers have started very well without any major incidents. A similar ambience reigned in the government technical school Pokolota as over 900 candidates answered present during this written phase with only 3 cases of absences recorded. Nkwane Asene Ose is chief of center. We have over 900 candidates for 3 different examinations, that is the probatoire, practicals, commercial and ICT baccalaureate. Back examination officials sounded satisfied as the exam seems to have started hitch-free without any major incidents recorded. Biki Ongum, CRTV, Betwa.
An international exhibition of Canadian universities has opened in Yaoundé, attracting students desiring to learn about admission procedures in higher institutions of learning. It took place at the Jigar Palace Hotel, which featured representatives from over 50 universities in Canada. Workshops and application processes, visa requirements, and scholarship opportunities are drawing a large number of students. This year's Canadian Universities Fair, which runs till the 24th of May, emphasizes the importance of preparing well-rounded students. Let's listen to the manager in charge of the exhibition, Mr. Marcellus Bamek, speaking to
On the 22nd of January 2024, the Canadian government announced new changes in the study permit procedures to Canada. So we decided that today we should invite the public and tell them the new procedures. Our main business is to assist students who want to study abroad. Along the line, we have also realized that there are some skills that are presently being needed in Canada. So we are also trying to assist some students who have concluded their studies and have those skills to go to Canada and work directly.
The first group of Cameroonian Muslim pilgrims will leave the country on May the 31st en route to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In the meantime, some specialized pilgrim guides are organizing a training seminar to raise awareness on key rituals of the Hajj. One of such took place in Yaoundé, as you tell us, Maimoun Anjoya.
Taking down notes, visualizing the main rituals of the Hajj, getting spiritually and physically ready were the main issues at stake. The trainer, Alhaj Ahmadu Modibo, came out with the do's and don'ts of the pilgrimage in Mecca. He groomed the future pilgrims on some key prayers.
Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Allahu Akbar.
Marufu Hamidu is a potential pilgrim.
We are satisfied with this seminar. I think all the participants, they are very satisfied. So now our group, Summer Voyage, we are ready. We are okay to make our pilgrim 100%.
Amongst the over 700 pilgrims enrolled under the Summer Voyage Agency, we have medical experts. Haja Rukayatu is one of them.
You have to prepare doing sport. They have to change their diet. Maybe they have to reduce their diet. They have to increase fruit and vegetable.
After the Douala and Yaoundé trainings, Alhaj Ahmadu Modibo and his team will go over to Ngaoundéré and Garoua in the days ahead to school other pilgrims. Maimouna Joya, CRTV Center.
Beyond our frontiers, more than 1,000 people in Mozambique are reported dead because of lack of care amid a health workers' strike. 3 weeks ago, about 50,000 union members began after negotiations over working conditions. Doctors are not on strike, but the union leader, Anselmo Mushaf, said many health facilities did not employ them. Mr. Mushaf said the worst affected facilities are those staffed only by health workers and not doctors. Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Candidates nationwide have begun sitting the commercial baccalaureate and industrial probatoire examinations. The first squad of Muslim pilgrims for the 2024 Hajj selected to travel to Mecca on May 31st have been schooled on the key rituals of the pilgrimage. And out of Cameroon, as you just heard, over 1,000 people are reported dead in Mozambique following a health workers' strike. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.